For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Kolb Lugo. Technology giant Siemens Corporation announced recently a technology grant worth nearly $630 million to the University of South Carolina College of Engineering and Computing. Officials say the grant provides computers, robotics, and software licensing, as well as hardware to develop a digital factory innovation lab, where students will model and test systems they may work on in the future. USC President Henry Pastides says students will graduate prepared for high-tech jobs in the worldwide economy. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the German-based company says the announcement is part of the company's efforts to develop the workforce of the future. I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Hussein Haj Hariri, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computing at the University of South Carolina, to talk about what the public-private partnership means for students and the university. So, Dr. Haj Hariri, can you explain to me briefly what this grant is?
Yes. So, it's chiefly software. So, Siemens has a suite of productivity software and manufacturing modeling and simulation, factory simulation, and carbon fiber composite simulations, etc. They're all seamlessly integrated. So, we get that for all of our students in engineering and computing, and more if needed. There's also a part which is hardware donation to initiate a digital factory innovation lab. So this allows us to set up manufacturing lines with robots and make them intelligent and control them, etc. And the way that we plan to use it is to incorporate into both our curricula for all the engineering majors that we have, as well as in our research. So in, what it allows us to do on the curriculum side is to help students actually model very complex systems right off the bat and play with them, make them fail, and optimize them, etc., all virtually. And using this approach, really create a context to generate excitement in them in addition to knowledge, so that then they want to come back and backfill all the fundamentals that are needed to understand why the software worked and why could it model the real world. So right now, the way we teach engineers is the other way around. They come in, we teach them the fundamentals, the equations, the derivations. Eventually, we get them to some very simple systems that they could maybe solve on a piece of paper, or they could write the program themselves on a computer to model the behavior. But there's a big gap between those simple systems and real world. And this method doesn't work for all students. Some students really cannot see the connection between the simple systems and the real world. So we are trying to rectify that and help students retain better, learn more, and really increase our retention as a process. Then on research side, it's more or less the same. Namely, with the tools that we have, students could really focus on the optimization and other steps that go into the research, as opposed to just the fundamentals and the baggage that each student needs to pick up before he or she could become really productive in research area. There's a lot of math, physics, chemistry, etc. background that students need to pick up. And this allows them to get going first while they pick up the necessary baggage on the side.
So what can students do with the software in this grant?
You know, this partnership, the suite of software that exists, it has analysis software, so we could actually model all physical systems, including fluids, solids, etc. It has we can simulate electronic system, we can simulate mechanical electronic system, acoustics, etc. So it applies to every single branch of engineering and computing, but also it really applies to anything that really happens in University of South Carolina. Namely, down the road, we hope to go beyond the boundaries of our college and really bring in other colleges, and then go outside the boundaries of University of South Carolina and coupled with the technical colleges, schools, and everything else. So this is step one of a multi-step process. But every branch of engineering will benefit from this going forward.
Now, can you tell me, how does a partnership like this help in a day and age when maybe lawmakers are not shelling out as much money for higher education?
This is an excellent question. Without this going forward, it's going to be very difficult to operate as a public university. What has happened in the University of South Carolina, and this is one of the reasons I personally moved here, is I think this university, we are ahead of the curve as far as building meaningful relationships with industry and partners like Siemens. Because of the underinvestment by the state in the university, we have learned that we have to essentially create the funding ourselves so that we can continue to deliver world-class education. And this is a model that other universities, whether they like it or not, they're going to gravitate to. And this public-private partnership, I think we are setting the standard for many universities to follow. So this is the way of the future. I don't see any change of heart on the part of the states to all of a sudden say, oh, yeah, we need to restore the funding levels to what they were 20, 30 years ago. So in public universities, we are all service-minded, and we are going to find a way to make it work. We are problem solvers, so this is a problem, and we are solving it.
And tell me, a grant like this, do you think it will make the College of Engineering and Computing a world-class destination for students from across the country and world?
Yes, it's a major ingredient towards that. There's still a lot of hard work that remains to be done as far as truly integrating into our curricula, et cetera. I mean, I told you we want to do those, but these are not easy things. Otherwise, a lot of other universities would have done it. Very few have done it. And very few have done it on the scale of a flagship public university. I mean, you may find a small private school that does it, but they have different parameters than us. So I think if we go through the layers that I told you, as I said, there are multiple layers that we're going to navigate. Yes, I believe that we will get there. And this is part of the reason we have done it. I think we have a very high quality of faculty and students here. And frankly, we have not been very good as far as getting the word out. So we are getting the word out through our partners and through you and through others.
Mr. Hashwarari, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to have a conversation.
That's Dr. Hussein Hashwarari, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computing at the University of South Carolina. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Kolb Lugo.